Hi, people. Breenie Maxwell here with some little glass tips for gracious living. Today, I'm talking with Margot Potter, a.k.a. the Impatient Beater. Margot is all about creativity and finding new ways to make things look pretty. Hi, Margot.
Hi, Breenie.
So now, how did you get interested in beading and jewelry making?
Well, you know, I've always been crafty, as all creative people are. You're just sort of driven to create. And I've collected vintage clothing and jewelry for years, and I realized that you could take things apart and put them together in different ways, and that's really how I kind of got started making jewelry.
Well, that's great. How long have you been doing it?
Well, I've been making jewelry for 20 years now.
Really?
Yeah, a long time. I'm older than I look.
Now, this is an easy craft to learn, right?
I think so, yes. I would say that there's some dexterity involved, and it's a matter of repetition. Like all things, you just keep doing it, and as you do it, it gets better, and your work looks better. But it's pretty quick and easy to learn, and I write books that really help make it easy for the average Jane or Joe to pick it up fairly simply.
Very good. Short learning curve.
Yes, because I'm impatient.
That's right. Now, jewelry is an obvious beading project. What other items can you make and embellish with beads?
Well, I make tiaras. I make a lot of tiaras because I think every girl needs one. And I love to embellish clothing with beading, jean jackets or T-shirts. You can buy something very inexpensively and in a matter of moments make it look pretty fabulous. And I think that's wonderful when you consider how much it would cost to buy those embellished things pre-made.
Yeah, so you're really making your own statement with things, and
absolutely.
I think that's
also it's personalization, and I think that's a great thing.
Now, one of the things that you're known for is making beads out of unusual materials. What sparks your creativity in that direction?
Well, I'm a restless creative person, and I kind of, have things in my head that I want to make, and if I can't find the materials, then I have to make them myself. And so that's really the impetus behind it, is that I'm very specific in my brain of what I want to do, and if I can't, just buy that ready-made, then darn it, I'm going to figure out how to make it.
So it's manifesting what's in your head.
Absolutely.
I'm also that way.
Yeah.
So now, speaking of creativity, you're a big proponent of using creativity for self-actualization. Tell me a little bit about that.
You know, that's like the main focus of everything that I do, is inspiring people to see the world like an artist and to realize that, somewhere along the way, I think every one of us heard somebody say to us, you're not an artist. And so we got that in our head, and we decided we weren't allowed to be creative. And I find that when people free themselves up to create, that everybody has a point of view and everybody has a creative fire. And when you reach in and you begin to burn that fire, you find your life transformed in incredibly amazing ways. It's very empowering.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and I think it's an important way to look at life.
Yeah. Well, we're creating our lives every day.
Yes.
And creativity is the opposite of destruction. So when you're creating, you're really doing something positive for yourself and the world around you.
That's very true. That's very true. So when we're creative, we're doing so much more than just making pretty things.
Yeah, we're kind of changing the world.
That's very true.
Yeah, we're making it at least a more beautiful place to be.
So now you're on, today, you're on a photo shoot for your new book. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, this book is actually called Beyond the Bead, and it's a whole book about making jewelry components and beads and pendants out of a variety of kind of unexpected materials. So the focus is on making the parts, and then I have gallery pieces that show you how to integrate them into finished jewelry. So it's been a heavy learning curve, and it's been hard, but I think it's going to be a really great book when it's finished.
That's terrific. Can you tell me about a few of the projects in the book?
Yes, absolutely. Well, today we're working on a paper clay project, where I took a vintage metal component from the Art Nouveau period, and I put the paper clay inside of it. It's kind of recessed. So I get an impression of that component that's very, very lightweight. Painting it with pigments that give it kind of a metallic sheen, and I'm doing kind of layers of inks and colors on it, and you get a very beautiful finished result that looks like it's made of metal, and yet it's incredibly lightweight.
Well, that's wonderful. This has been so much fun. Thank you, Margot.
Oh, my pleasure.
Now, you can be found at margotpotter.com, right?
That's where I am.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Come by my website, BrinnieMaxwell.com, for a link to Margot's site, and be sure and have a look at my video podcast while you're there. Join us again next week, and we'll be discussing certainty and how to use it to your advantage. Until then, bye now.